Everyone doing all right? You doing good? You sure? Some of you, I can tell, are going to love this. Some of you are going to hate it. I took a mate's kid, I went with him actually, and his dad to a firework display, and we paid like 15 quid to get to the front of this firework display. He must have been about seven, and the first firework went off, and the kid legged it to the back. He was like, I don't want to be here. Some of you are going to have that kind of experience. You're going to put your fingers in your ears. You'll be out the door. I don't mean to kind of be disparaging about the stuff, but we do real kind of up-tempo EDM dance music. Young people tend to like kind of party music, and we're just harnessing that energy and putting it into like positive lyrics, and like everything's written about the Bible, but we're just turning it into language that young people understand. And would you like us to do a song? Yes. Are you sure? I heard Paul. Would you like us to do a song? Yes. Paul's like, yeah! So this one's called Perfect Day. It's off the new album, and it's all about smiling. So you have to turn to the person next to you, look at them and smile. And you have to actually get involved. So can you put your left hand in the air? It's the one that spells an L, right? You had to think then, didn't you, for a second? And then put your right hand in the air, put them together. So that's called a clap, right? We can start with that. And if you fancy standing up and having a dance, I'm going to give away like an album to someone that gets involved. So you can twist and shout, ladies. You can do whatever it is that you do. You can jive bunny down the front if you want. It's entirely up to you. But this one's called Perfect Day. So let's have everyone standing up. Let's get a bit of kind of blood going. And if I'm going to move, you guys are going to have to move, right? This one's called Perfect Day. Put your hands in the air. Let's go.
Let's go, man. What a day, what a day. No work, no rain, no slaving away. I rise to the sound and the songs of the birds and the smile of the sun on my face. Hey, I'm in the mood that's kind of contagious. I grin, you grin, we grin, they just can't help but feeling the same. Come out the cold, let's ignite the flame. And we're together, of course, I'm happy. In fact, I'm extraordinary. There's room for us all, let's board the ferry. Hop on the train, the more the merrier. I wanna see us all win. Yes, each one teach one, bring us all in. Together we're better, so needless to say, with you it's a perfect day.
Put them on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, when the beat drops, you need to dance with us like this. It's nice and easy. You're tempted. There we go. One, two, three, let's dance. The sun goes down, the moon goes up, and the stars come out. The day grows older, the night gets young. Let's seize what's left, let's have some fun. Tomorrow's a mystery, yesterday's history. Now today, I say God forbid misery. Take risks, don't move so carefully. Let's live, let's make some memories. And you don't need much, all you really need is the people you love with a big fat grin and a good clean heart. And maybe just a little bit of really good grub. What's yours, no man can take. Wait for the day, you'll make your own fate. We started good, let's end it great. It's the perfect end to a perfect day. Put them up! Okay, it's nice and simple. When the beat drops, we're gonna dance with me and my girl here. You ready? One, two, three, let's dance. Hey! 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 Having like the perfect day, perfect day, perfect day. Having like the perfect. Put them up! You put a smile on me, you put a smile. You put a smile on me, smile on me, smile on me. You put a smile on me. You put a smile on me. Okay, one hand in the air. Are you feeling nice and warm now, Thornby Baptist? Are we feeling okay? So I need everybody to place to make some noise after three. One, two, three, make some noise! Okay, so we're gonna work like this. Bounce, 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 that's it, bounce, bounce, and when it drops, I wanna see you dancing. Here we go, one, two, three, let's go! You put a smile on me, you put a smile. You put a smile on me, smile on me, smile on me. You put a smile on me, you put a smile. You put a smile on me, happy like the pepper. You put a smile on me, you put a smile. You put a smile on me, smile on me, smile on me. You put a smile on me, you put a smile. You put a smile on me, happy like the perfect day.
Give yourselves a round of applause, you did so well. You can grab your seats. So I can see some of you, especially in the middle here, looking at me like I landed from Mars like that. You weren't expecting that on a Sunday morning. Hi, Jack. And some of you are also thinking, what's Chef Ramsay's little brother doing in here trying to rap at me? What's going on? Hey, shut up. I'm only joking. So I'm Linz, and that was Lewis and Lily Joe, and we're kind of three members of LZ. There's seven of us that tour around. We've also got a full-time team of six that work for Light. Light is an independent kind of record label, but it's also a charity. So everything goes into the charity to pay for the records to go out, that goes back into the charity to pay us to do it for free. Does that make sense? So we don't charge the schools. So in the last year, we've done 75 high schools, 750,000 young people face-to-face, telling them about the good news of Jesus. And that can be done through so many different ways: anti-bullying, anti-knife crime, anti-human trafficking. But we're also, it's not just anti, it's what we're for. And the whole point of what we're for is we're for Jesus, and we're for hope, and we're for love, and we're for a future and a destiny for our nation's young people. And when we stand in front of these kids, and some of them start bursting into tears because we're talking about being the problem or being part of the solution, we sometimes see bullies stand up and walk across and say sorry to their people they've been bullying in class. So it's a social transformation stuff as well that happens in the schools. So once we started sticking the singles out in the charts, we put one out with Matt Redman called 27 Million that was all about anti-trafficking. And it went to number 12 here, but it went to number one US. That's just open doors in schools, which is amazing. And as soon as we go to a school and we start saying, look, we're a band, we're going to come in, they kind of Google it and they're like, oh, you're legit. Like, you're not just a band that's going to get his big Bibles out and smack it over the head and go, you've got to believe, to all the kids. And that's what a lot of them think. And a lot of the kids, when we walk in, they're thinking that we're going to be all smells and bells and 101 ways to make your life more boring. And it's literally like a Damascus Road experience when these scales fall off these kids' eyes and they're like, whoa, and by the end of it, they're just partying. And it's a safe place, a safe environment for them to just be the best version of them that they can be. So that's why we do it. But then when we invite them to the show on a Friday night, the show is like a journey. Like, we'll do the songs, and with the ones that have been in the charts will capture their attention. Maybe the ones that they've heard in school will capture them. But then 2/3 of the way through the set, without fail, we'll preach Jesus. And it's the cross, and it's the resurrection, and it's you can know him. He can come and live in the driving seat of your life. So one example was in Slough, in Maidenhead last week, we had 400 kids respond to Jesus. But we've given them an online discipleship resource called the AAA Pass. I know Ed's been working through it. And the Google Insights that send back to us have said that there's like 250, maybe 300 kids going through the pass now. So that's a piece of the Bible in their hands, but it's tangible. It's in language they understand, because as soon as a kid says, can I come to the show? Like, yeah, of course you can. It's £3, £4, whatever. They're like, can I get a AAA pass? Can I get a backstage pass? And I was like, Jesus gives you the backstage pass. So all this thinking was going on. We need to use language they understand. They understand access all areas. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, you have access to life to the max. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God now has access to you. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, you now have access to God being with you for the journey. So that's the kind of communication that we use. And at one side of the coin is all the mainstream stuff and having conversations with not Christian guys, but they're taking the stuff that we, the songs that we're writing, and they're saying, actually, the gatekeepers at radio are not going to shut this down. This is good, because we're not saying Jesus in every bar, or a bar is a rap. We're not saying, it's not like a worship track. So Radio 1 would play it, because they're saying, actually, it's credible enough to play. So the gatekeepers at mainstream radio are saying, this is good. Like, this is actually really good. And then the social transformation stuff is the language for the world, saying, look, there's kids dying behind Facebook. There's young people self-harming from tweets that they're getting, where they're getting bullied. And we just want to be part of the solution of this. So it's that kind of problem solution stuff. And that's why we do it. And the Illuminate Tour is going to be like a national thing that goes all across the nation. And then across the nations, there's another band in Germany called Good Weather Forecast that we work with, who are like a German version of us. And they want to set up the same thing. They do shine tours. across Germany. So it's like an international thing. I think God's got a big thing for the UK, and if you believe me with that, then get praying for us, get standing with us and getting behind it, because we'd love to see our nation's young people changed. Is that good? Are you with us? Good job. So if you are really with us, right, here's the challenge, If you sign up today to help me out, I'll give you a free album. So that's a deal, that's a steal, that's a sale of the century. You understand what I'm saying? If you get out the back there, get on the mailing list, if you stand with us with prayer, if you stand with us financially, whatever it is that you can do, we'd love to give you a free gift to remind you that we've got some fridge magnets as well to stick on your fridge to remind you to pray for the stuff that we're doing. But that's not what I'm here really to talk about. I know it's an update of missions and all that kind of stuff, but wanted to kind of, Ed was like, make sure you do a preach. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do a preach, Ed, don't worry, man. You'll be fine. He's like, don't just tell us good stories. I'm like, but good stories are good stories. You need to tell them they're good, because people get fired up about being a part of the change in their community. They get part of the change. She's nodding. She's like, yeah, I'm gonna go out and change Thornbury. So we do tell stories, and we do love hearing these stories about these young people. But the one thing that I was kind of thinking about in the last couple of days as I prepared for this was when Jesus went to the wedding in Cana. And am I good to read the bit? Can we get up on a slide? Does that work or does it not? I can just read it out. It's easy. So Jesus turns up, and on the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. This is in John 2. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and the disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Don't you love the fact his first miracle was turning water into wine? I see ya. He says, woman, why do you involve me? Actually, he doesn't say woman. He says, whoa, man. You understand why he says that, don't you? Because God created man first, and he created another one and went, whoa, man, that's amazing. So, woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my hour has not yet come. His mother said to his servants, do whatever he tells you to do. Nearby stood six stone jars, the kind used for Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. A gallon is 8 pints. Am I right in thinking that? So that's a lot of water in that one thing. Fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he said to them, now draw some out and take to the master of the banquet. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water, and the water had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom and said, everybody brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you've saved the best till now. I love that. Now, Jewish weddings went on for 3 days. The whole point about a Jewish wedding was it was almost like a ceremony for the dad to show his kind of, not opulence and wealth, but just be like, come to the party. So people would travel from miles around to get to this three-day festival, basically, that would go on to celebrate this wedding. So on the third day, obviously the third day is significant, but on the third day, they run out of wine. Jesus turns and says, his mum turns to him and says, yo, Jesus, come on, help him out. We know that you're special. I know that you're special. And he's like, no, my time hasn't come yet. My time hasn't come. Because Jesus was on a mission. I think, you know, when Zacchaeus kind of interrupted Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus was on a mission. He knew exactly what his mission was. And his mission was to go and die on the cross so that everybody would see it as the greatest act of love ever shown to mankind. So he's on this mission. He's looking at his mum and he's going, mum, it's not my time yet. It's not my time. But she says, it's the third day, we're out of wine. We need to get some wine here. We need something for these guys to celebrate with, because it's going to embarrass the people that are here. On the third day, Jesus turns up and he said, the best is yet to come. Because you know, the crazy thing is that it's not yet done with Jesus. Nothing's ever over when Jesus is part of the equation. Nothing is ever finished when Jesus is part of the equation. Because even when we start talking about life after death, nothing's ever finished. Imagine us guys, we're going to live forever. Like, that blows my mind. Like, that, if I sit and kind of think about that, I'm like, so what Jesus did on the cross means I'm going to live forever. That gives me so much hope, so much future, so much destiny, something to smile about when I wake up in the morning, something to live for, I get my white chocolate mocha from Starbucks, and I'm like, man, flip, I might miss Starbucks, but I'm definitely still going to live forever. This is incredible. What an amazing future that we have. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. But you see, he saved the best till last. Talks about when Jesus went to the cross and the criminal turned to him and said, he said, will you remember me? He says, I'm sorry. You know, he has the whole conversation with Jesus. And Jesus turns to him and says, you'll see me in paradise. I'll remember you. You see, on the third day, when Jesus died on the cross and resurrected again, that third day, he beat death. See, he went down and stole the keys from hell, from Satan, and basically kicked dirt in his face and just went, you're never going to defeat me. You're never going to defeat God, because God is way too powerful for you, Because when I come back, I'm going to show the world exactly who I said I was, the Son of God. You see, that just, I look at that and I'm like, that blows my mind that God would look at us and it's what he did for us first. So when I'm talking to kids in school, and you kind of get this sort of front a little bit like a body language thing. So some of them are kind of sat, cross-legged. Don't worry about it now if you've got cross legs or crossed arms. But they're kind of like sat, cross-legged, you know, sucking through their teeth, like, psh. Like Lewis actually down the front, they're kind of looking as if we're going to do something wrong, and we change the body language. It's like a Damascus Road experience, because you see these kids go from this understanding that Jesus is a swear word to understanding that Jesus is the answer. They go from this understanding that Jesus is just someone that their mum and dad might have talked about or might have kind of used in a derogatory way to actually Jesus is who he said he was. And the music just creates that platform to be able to do it. Would you like us to do another song for you? This one is, he's clapping, he's like, I like you, mate. Are you on for dancing a little bit more and maybe winning the CD? You'll see him driving around in his Beamer later with the windows turned down, the system turned up. He's like, yeah. Giving it big in Thornbury. This one, we remixed it. It's the one we did with Matt Redman called 27 Million. And it's a journey of a girl, it's a true story. And she came up to us when we launched it. This girl, this African girl, she said, how did you know? Pointing at me, crying her eyes out, how did you know? And I was like, I don't know what? She said, how did you know my story? And I said, I didn't. She goes, that girl was me. This is my story that the A21 campaign told you. And you put it into a rap. And this is actually her journey. So it's a true story. There's 27 million people caught in slavery now. When we go into schools, we sometimes take collections for it. We sometimes talk about being part of change. Maybe you could get involved in the A21 campaign. Young people really kind of capturing it and really getting on with it and understanding that actually I can be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. So we're trying to inspire the next generation to get involved with this. So that's why we put the song out, and it's called 27 Million. So up on your feet, standing up. It's a time to sort of jump on injustice. So if you feel like jumping, or just don't jump, just bend your knees if it's going to hurt. Just do that. I'll jump. This one's called 27 Million. So put your hands up like this. What the world's done, kings of London. She's a nothing, a no one, she's undone. Broken dreams, stolen freedom. Trapped in the night, traffic's unbeaten. All a part of an evil economy. Nothing more than someone's commodity. A precious being, like you and me. A daughter, a sister, a somebody. She was drawn by the bright lights. She was tied up in their lies. She works right through the daylight. No voice, she's a slave to the night. 27 million on this cruel journey. Now if you know it, sing with us. Come on. We've got to rise up, open our eyes up. Be her voice, be her freedom drum, and stand up. We got to rise up, open our eyes up. Be her voice, be her freedom, come on, stand up. We got to rise up, open our eyes up. Be her voice, be her freedom, come on, stand up. We got to rise up. Okay, Thornbury Baptist, now's the time to jump on it. You ready? 1, 2, 3, let's go! One hand like this. Put your hands up in the air. 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 Put your hands up. Let's clap. Come on. We've got to rise up. Open our eyes up. Be her voice. Be her freedom. Come and stand up. We got to rise up. Open our eyes up. Be her voice, be her freedom, come on, stand up. Little girl, don't cry, let me dry your eyes in the darkest night. Hold on through the storm, you're not on your own. Hold on, love will come. Yeah, yeah. She was drawn by the bright lights. She was tied up in their lies. She works right through the daylight. No voice, she's a slave to the night. If the kids want to come down, you're more than welcome. Million, the whole dance floor here. Yeah, let's go. We got to rise up, open our eyes up. Be her voice, be her freedom, come on, stand up. We got to rise up, open our eyes up.
artist. Put your hands in the air. And when the beat drops, I want to see you bouncing with us. Like the youngs down here. Comes, you ready? One, two, three. Put your hands up in the air. 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 Put your hands up. Hey.
We got to rise up. Open our eyes up. Be her voice. Be her freedom. Come and stand up. We got to rise up. Open our eyes up. Be her voice. Be her freedom. Come and stand up.
Give these guys a round of applause. Sir. You can grab your seats. Everybody feeling all right? Anybody's heart going too fast? Please go and get some water if it's tough. I'll be honest. We normally kind of ship in a massive system, so not only do you kind of get the energy, but you get the kind of bass that hits you straight in the gut. And kind of sometimes makes you feel a little bit sick, so I'm quite glad we didn't bring that today, just in case. So the next stage that we're sort of moving into, especially with the Illuminate stuff, is taking that exact message that you're not done yet through Jesus, as in it's not over till it's over, and it's not over till it's over because there's always an after show, there's a future, there's a destiny for you. And it's so significant watching young people kind of make that journey into a relationship with Jesus. And I don't know whether for you guys here, for me, it was someone that stood in front of me and took the time out to come into school and say, actually, do you know what? There's a God that loves you for being you. There's a God that designed you. Jeremiah 29:11, he's got a plan for you, a hope and a future. And I think that's really important to take. Well, I suppose it is selling a little bit, but take it to high schools, to young people who are really battling with stuff that probably when some of you guys were growing up, they didn't have the same kind of pressures of social media and access to everything and people kind of being able to see your profile and all that kind of stuff. These pressures that are on young people now are difficult, and we're trying to figure out ways to handle them, but Jesus is still the answer, right? Still believe that? Jesus is still the answer to all of these problems and with you for the journey. And I'm just, my mind gets blown every time someone says, I became a Christian at one of your shows, or I'm now here. And there's a story where this guy came up and he said, I'm a Christian, and I became a Christian 7 years ago in school in Stockport. And when me and Lewis went in a long time ago, and he said, my mum's a Christian now, my dad's a Christian, my kids are Christians, and I bumped into him at Spring Harvest. And I'm just like, that blows my mind apart, that just one person. You know, we'd travel all the way to New Zealand for this one person to come to know Jesus. But it's not just about us, is it? Like, the power's in your hands. It's not just like using music or using kind of dancing or energy or bouncing around like funky white boys. It's about you being harnessed and being empowered and being motivated to go out and be a part of the change in your culture, the change in Thornbury, and the change in, like, it's simple conversations. Every time you high-five someone, every time you give them a wink, every time you pound it, every time that you say something that lifts someone's spirit, you're literally dripping Jesus. You're being translucent of him. Matthew 5:13, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. No one takes this news, this light, and sticks it under a bowl. No, they take the bowl off their head and show it to the rest of the world so they can see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. It's a bit like when we come to church on Sundays. Like, it's very easy to come into a church on a Sunday like this, and I take the bowl off my head and I'm like, yeah, I'll sing 10,000 reasons till I'm blue in the face. That's amazing. And then maybe I'll have a good conversation with a friend. Sorry, Luce. I get a good conversation with a friend, and I'm like, come to church, come to church, come to church. Oh, the bowl goes back on because we're nice and safe. And we're safe in Thornbury Baptist, and we're safe, I'm sorry for embarrassing you, and we're safe in Thornbury, and this is cool. And then every now and then we'll take the bowl off and we go and grab another person. Yeah, yeah, come. And we go back into our little, put the bowl back on our heads. Like, did Jesus tell us to do that? He didn't, did he? He told us to take it off, let your light shine. Shine before men so that they can see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I like that. Well done. You might be on a winning streak here for one of them CDs. So I just think, like, part of our job is to, we do this thing at Big Church Day Out called the Illuminate Stage, and that's kind of harnessing the church to come on the journey with us to the mainstream. So it's hard, taking the prayers and the power and the unity that comes from church and literally taking a bowl off red and going, do you know what? We can actually do something really good to impact our nation. We can do something together. It's not just us. I mean, we might be the front end of it, but it's not just us. We've got five other bands that are doing it. Lily Jo is a new artist that we've signed. She's joined LZ7 with us. So she's a trained counsellor in self-harm, self-esteem, anti-suicide, all that kind of stuff. So when girls are breaking down in lessons sometimes, they're saying, I'm finding this so tough. And we mentioned that you have a hope and a destiny, and sometimes Lily Jo can be there to kind of pick up and help them out. And we're putting a resource together called the Lily Jo Project, where we'll be talking about self-harm and anti-suicide and all that stuff from a Christian perspective, and just giving these young people some real help and some hope. Lewis is, we started LZ7 together. Lewis actually used to go to NGM, so he knows Thornbury quite well. And he left and came up to The Message in Manchester, and then from there we launched Light and Light Music. Dave's the guy on sound over there. Anything that happens with, give him a wave, Dave. Anything that happens on sound and like all the stuff that has to make the stage look great to take the church on that journey, Dave organises. And then Nathan is the other. Where's Nathan? He's here. Oh yeah, he sat down. So Nathan, me and Nathan set up Light. We jumped off from The Message and we got sent out as in partnership with those guys to launch this new ministry to go and be a light in a dark world. And then Pete's down there. Pete's give us a wave. Stand up, Pete. Pete was 13 when we first met him. And he was sending me little videos of Little Light, just saying, let your light shine, get LZ7 to number one. And he's probably the same age as some of you guys in here. And I saw it and I was like, you know what? We need to sow into the next generation. So he's the next generation coming through. He's like 20 years younger than me and very good at what he does. And I was like, we need to get this and harness it and start passing this baton on to young people, passing it on to our culture, to our friends. And Peter's a good example of that. So that's the kind of team in Light. We travel a lot with each other. We travel a lot where we're, I don't know, in the back of a bus for like 9 hours, traveling across Australia to get to the next schools, to go in and tell young people about Jesus. And it's just for that one young person. You know, if we can take the bowl off our head and a young person connects with Jesus in that way, then it's worth it. And I think for us guys in Thornbury and for us guys in Manchester, the message is still the same. The method might change, but the message is still the same, isn't it? For you guys going out to coffee shops and going out to your communities, the message doesn't change. It's still Jesus. It's still you've got hope. You have a future. You have a destiny. You have something to live for. And that's something that I think is so important, not just to limit to young people, but to give it to the whole nation. And that's kind of why we do what we do. And I really appreciate you even listening. So thank you very much. Give yourselves a round of applause for sitting so well. I know you're... I got married on that stage there with... is it Ken? Huh? Is he here? All right. So I got married here with, obviously, to Lucy. And lucky that I remembered that, eh? And then I stole her and took her to Manchester with us. So it's just great to be back because we feel like we're part of the family. We feel like we're kind of like extended family sent out to go and do what we do. Oh, yeah, I know Mum and Dad are still here. Did you hear this? She's pulling me up. She's like, say hello to Mum and Dad. Hi, Mike, Wendy. How are you? We'll have words later. Shut up. So I thought I'd just share like one quick thing, just to kind of finish on a song as well. Last night we were in London in Tottenham, and it's a real kind of like Lewis got off the train and he phoned me and he was like, "Yo, we are in the ghetto," and I was like, "I bet we are." I said, "I can imagine," and it's where some of my family's from, and we turned up and it was kind of maybe 50 to 100. Trying to say this right, urban kids in this venue, and I walked in and I was like, oh no, this isn't going to work. Oh, this is going to die. Just before Christmas, we went to New York and we did like 10 schools in New York State, and the kids were going crazy. And this guy goes, "Yo, would you like to go into prison?" And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Come into prison." And I was like, thinking it was young offenders and it'd be little guys. He said, "Just come in and do your stuff." So I walk in and I'm still on one side, and as the guys come into the place that we're in, everybody looked like Snoop Dogg, Fat Joe or Dr. Dre. If you understand what those guys look like, you'll understand what I'm talking about, right? And they literally separated. So one side had a blue sash out of their trousers, the other side had a red sash, so it's two separate gangs. And they said, if he comes into my area, there's a gunfight. I'm stood on the side just going, this white boy music is going to die. This is going to be so bad. Within 5 seconds, 15 seconds maybe, they were up on their seats, high-fiving each other, doing backflips off it, running up the wall, doing all kinds of stuff, because they said, even though we're locked up on the outside, as soon as the beat hit me, it felt like I was free and something unlocked in my heart on the inside. These guys weren't Christians at the time, and they were just like, they said it turned us into 13-year-old boys. This one guy comes up and he says, oh, I know those trainers that you're wearing, those sneakers. I ain't never seen a pair in real life. And I'm like, what do you mean never seen a pair? He goes, well, I've been in 35 years. This other guy goes, I've got photos of those shoes, because they're all into their sneakers and their Jordans, Air Jordans. Understand what those are? Yeah. And he said, I've got a photo of those guys. And I said, oh man, they're everywhere. And he was like, yeah, I've been here 45 years. This other guy looks at the cajon at the back of the stage and he said, wait, what's that? And I said, it's an acoustic drum. I said, he looks like Samuel L. Jackson, like a proper G. You understand what I mean? And I said, cajon. And he said, where can I get one? And I said, oh, they're everywhere, bro. Everyone can get hold of them. And he said, dude, I've been here 55 years. I'm going to get myself one when I get out there next week. And I was just like, that broke my heart, because all I was thinking was, God, it's never over till it's over, is it? Like, God never finishes. It's even Abraham, 100 years of age, and he gets pregnant with a son. I mean, he doesn't get pregnant, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's on the third day, Jesus came back. On the third day, turned water into wine. It's never done until Jesus says it's done. And he doesn't say it's done. He says, you've got an after show. You've got an afterlife. And that's the most amazing thing. So for these guys, I was like, you're right at the end of your life, some of you. Some of you are coming right to the end and you've been trapped for 55 years, but God still caught you in the net. Because when we preached the gospel, every person stood up and responded to Jesus. And that, to me, is just why we do what we do. And if we can capture those young people before they get to those decisions, if we can get them into church and into a relationship with Jesus, and Jesus can do a transformation on their life, then we'll do it. And we'll do it through the music, and we'll do it as hard as we can. So I was telling this story yesterday to the guys. My mum was brought up in a real tough area. She was abused and beaten and all kinds of stuff, told that she was the result of a one-night stand and all kinds of nasty stuff, split families, and a lot of kids deal with that now, with split relationships. And she turned up to a Billy Graham gig, and she walked in the back, and she'd been drinking a lot. She was part of a mod kind of crew. You understand mods and rockers, don't you? Yeah, he's like, yeah. She stood at the back, and she's still half to cut, and the guy stood down the front. Billy Graham gets up, and he says, there's a God that loves you for being you, designed you, he loves you inside out. He said, even if you've been told that you're a result of a one-night stand, which is the one thing a mum used to say to her, he said, he thinks you're amazing. She stepped down the front, she gave her life to Jesus, and that changed a generation of young people, as in me and my two brothers. It changed a generation of where our destiny would have been. And those decisions that you guys make, like some of you might have walked into church today and be thinking, I've never made that decision for myself. Because coming to church on a Sunday thinking you're a Christian is like going to McDonald's every Sunday and thinking you're a Big Mac. It doesn't really work. You have to make a decision yourself. And I know that some young people kind of go with their mums and dads like I did. I went with mum and dad, but it wasn't until I was like 15 where I said, actually, this is a choice I need to make. Some of you might have come with some friends. You might have heard there's a band coming down or whatever. Maybe it's a choice you can make. Maybe there's a decision to be made where you can say, actually, you know what? I need to get God in the driving seat of my life. I need to get God in the driving seat of my heart. Help me with my decisions so that I don't make those decisions that probably lead me where those guys were when we were in New York. Or maybe start treating people a little bit better. Maybe be an impact on my community. And when my mum made that choice, she got married to a cop, which is unheard of for a mod to marry a cop. He was in the Met, and it was my dad. And it's been like a destiny-changing thing, decision that they made. So let me just inspire you guys to be part of change. It's not over. You know, Jesus is there for right to the last minute, and he always comes in, and he always saves the day, and he's always the one that picks it up and just says, you're my son, you're my daughter, you're my child, I love you, I think you're amazing, I designed you. And God said, well, I'm going to show you how much I love you. And Jesus died on the cross, that was a substitute, and just said, that stuff that you should go through, that pain that we should have, actually Jesus took it. When I'm talking to young people that maybe cut, I say that, as you know, Jesus took those whips on his back, and he took them so you don't have to. He took them so that you don't have to go through that pain you feel on the inside that you need to express on the outside. He took them so that you don't have to go through that. And you see these kids just, whoa, what is that? And it's just real basic kind of gospel stuff that you and I might have heard, but I think there's some people in here that might be thinking, well, I've never actually made that choice myself. I've never actually decided to put God in the driving seat of my life. So is it cool if I just sort of call you out and challenge you? Is that good? So we'll all pray together. And you can just pray this out loud. You can pray it in your heart. And if you would just want to say, actually, I'm going to put God back in his rightful place. I'm going to put him in the center of my heart. I think that if you're miles off from God, you could be over here. God could be over there. The bridge that Jesus made like that is the bridge between God. God comes to meet you where you're at. He doesn't just leave you. I think if you say yes to him now, he comes straight here. He doesn't just leave you standing where you are. He doesn't expect you to go and find him. He'll come find you. That's why Jesus came. So I'll pray this prayer. Is that cool? Good job. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for Jesus dying on the cross in my place. I'm sorry for the wrong things that I've done. I'm sorry that I might have turned my back on you. I'm sorry that I might have made some bad decisions, even this week, even today. Thank you that your grace is free. Thank you that you designed me to be me. And you made us the way that we are for a reason. Thank you that I can say yes to you and put you back in the driving seat of my life. Come and live in my heart. Come and help my decisions. Help this week. Don't let this be a one-time thing. Let it be a daily relationship, God. I say yes to you right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good job. Give yourselves a round of applause. You've done so well even listening, man. We'll finish on a song. It's called So Good. It's the next single that's coming out, and it's John 10:10, Life to the Max. You know, Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come to give you life and life to the full. So it's called So Good because life with Jesus is so much better than life without. You still go through the same troubles, but you have Jesus by your side. So it's called So Good. Would you like us to do it for you? Are you sure? Let's wake up. Let's get everyone up on your feet and standing up. And I'm going to give that CD away to the person that gets the most involved.
Not a fighter. I took one look and I liked ya. Your magic, like pip-pap poof, and bad times disappear like a big bad wolf. The way that you move, yeah, it's got my heart racing. You aced it, I can't say a word without shaking. It feels so good and I can't deny. You got me up on a natural high.
You keep my heartbeat steady when the bass drops heavy.
Till the sun comes up, yeah. I know I just can't get enough. You can mold me, shape me, and now move me. Just take all I have and improve me. I get lost in the look in your eyes. It flies by, can I turn back time? Cause when I'm with you, then I'll get frozen. Like when we first met, I get lost in a moment.
Put them up!
Your beauty is all I see.
Hey.
And something comes over me.
Are we ready to go again? You ready to dance? One, two, three, let's go!
You make me feel so good.
It's out of my hands.
I can't help but dance. Cause you make me feel so good. It's out of my hands.
I can't help it. I can't help it dance.
Turn it up, put them up, put them up.
We're so much closer.
Yeah.
It's almost daylight. Just turn the music up.
Are you ready to dance one more time?
You keep my heartbeat steady when the bass drops heavy, heavy.
Okay. Even if you can't do it, put your hands on this. By your side, you ready? Like the girls. One, two, three, let's go.
You make me feel so good.
It's out of my hands. I can't help but dance.
Cause you make it feel so good. It's out of my hands.
I can't help it. Let's go.
Help but dance.
Thanks a lot. That comes out next month. And it's been signed. It's on MTV and Radio 1 and all kinds of places. As we speak, there's like 10 remixes out there put on by DJs and stuff. So it's going well. Guys, thanks so much for dancing. Give the kids a round of applause for getting down here. I've got to be fair, I've not seen the blonde girl with the red check and the mate. They were going hard, man. They were literally just like, yeah! And that's the kind of reaction that happens in school. They warm up and they start doing that kind of stuff. So thank you so much for having us. We do really appreciate it. We appreciate all the prayers and support. If you'd like to join the mailing list just to pray for us, that would be incredible. There's a mailing list out there on an iPad. Put your email in. We'd love to send you updates. I know Ed gets them and passes them round, but we'd love to send you like a personal one. They come in like every 2 weeks, so just open them, read them. They're headline stuff like 500 kids responded to Jesus, thanks for praying. So just pray for that kind of stuff. If you'd like to stand with us, if you can, great, pray about it. We've got kind of little fill-in forms, like standing order forms, that goes directly into Light to send us into school for free, to do what we do for nothing. If you sign up today, we'll give you a free album. That would be incredible. But thank you so much. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Ed. Thanks, Lucy and the Britons, for getting us in. And we just really appreciate being here. So thanks very much, Thornbury Baptist. You guys are amazing.